Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Robbie Motter, the host of Diva Strategies for Success, where every Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, I bring you a dynamic guest. And tonight I'm very excited because we have a wonderful guest. I have actually seen her in action talking about the very thing we're going to talk about many times because I book her in to speak for a lot of my NAFI networks. Her name is Barbara Berg. She is an MSW, LCSW. She's the author of Ring Shui, Move Your Rings, Change Your Life. She also is a speaker on stress management and success and is a psychotherapist. She is, as I said, a speaker and award-winning author specializing in communication skills, stress management, and relationship both at home and on the job. She is a California licensed clinical social worker in private practice for 20 years and specializes in helping her clients have successful midlife crises and how to live more authentically and with increased success. Barbara's books include What to Do When Life is Driving You Crazy, How to Escape the No-Win Trap, McGraw-Hill 2004, and two editions of Ring Shui, Move Your Rings, Change Your Life, Genesis Hills Press 2009 and 2012. She has been on over 400 radio, TV, and internet shows and has held over 470 workshops and keynote speeches. She's also passionate about helping people from all walks of life who seek healing from past relationships and want more love, balance, joy, and success in their lives. She combines the art of Ring Shui with stress management and can guide participants in wearing rings that will support their stress management and goals for success. Welcome, Barbara. I'm so happy to have you on the show tonight.
Oh, I'm especially glad to be here today, Robbie. We need every kind of tool we can think of for managing our stress into success. I'm so glad to be with you.
Well, how did you get into Ring Shui?
I will tell you, it was totally by accident. I was writing my second book after I had left my husband, went through a divorce, and here I found I was carrying the same issues I had before. Little did I know, and I should have, I was wearing rings on my middle fingers. Didn't know anything about energy of hands. And someone who knew about that said, Barbara, that's going to bring you conflict, more stress, and you'll attract more of the same issues. He was right at the time. I was doing everything and too much. I just took them off my middle fingers on faith about the whole thing, and every now and then put them on my right ring finger or an index finger. Things began to get easier, and the people I met seemed more stable and helpful, and there was a good camaraderie.
When did you make the link between Ring Shui and stress management?
Well, I found that I tend to, in my practice, deal with people who are stressed a lot at work, balancing family life and work, and also relationships, and I seem to notice, almost like watching Where's Waldo in a picture, those who seem to be wearing their rings on their right index finger and their right ring finger, and sometimes on the left, seem to get through their stress faster than those with rings on their thumbs and their middle fingers. And I thought, Barb, are you seeing something that's off the wall here? And after 2 years, I did an interview on it, and I found it stuck. Over the last 10, 15 years now, I can say it's true. Middle fingers and thumbs do bring more stress, and they can curb your success by cutting it short.
Wow. What are some stories about how Ring Shui has helped people?
It's interesting. I got a call the other day from someone, and this individual, she was looking for someone to work with her in her own kind of business. She was looking for people to work with her. And she had gone to one of the Ring Shui workshops, and she noticed this person was moving in kind of quickly to what they wanted to do, and it got to the point where she was in the retail industry where she could feel they were almost taking over too quickly, and she noticed they were double thumbs and middle finger rings. And she had remembered that can be very having to have the last word all the time and taking over. And when she noticed that combination and how she felt, she thought, you know what? I'm not going to move forward with this person. The ring thing can help you look and have an inside edge on who you're dealing with.
That's interesting. When did you make the link between ring shui and success?
I found that when people, a lot of times if they have been wearing no rings and actually start wearing rings on their right index finger when they were starting their business, and quite often at NAFI, it's so much putting yourself out there, they would get this extra exuberance and confidence. They'd wear a ring on their right index finger, and when they went to a meeting in a business, they'd say, I closed deals. I got asked more. I felt more confident. And in India, when men had been doing business for centuries, they would wear rings on their right index fingers, and now more women are in India. And it's coming to the United States.
What is the energy of each finger?
I never realized this, but I knew a woman who does world-class hand analyst work. She's Lisa Greenfield. And she said, Barbara, for years what I've observed has been going on. The right index finger is the Jupiter finger, actually, and this has been known to many astrologers for centuries and hand analysts. Jupiter is a quick manifester. The right middle finger and the left middle finger, this is Saturn also. Saturn is a god who actually could manifest, but things would then crumble. He was overwhelming, overpowering to people, and things would never last. Such as Saturnalia. They would celebrate for a week, but then it went back to the way it used to be. The right ring finger represents Apollo, the god of truly, truly self-love, not narcissistically, but wholesome believing in yourself. And the pinky is Mercury. Mercury was the son of Jupiter. He would carry out Jupiter's duties, but he played tricks on people and you couldn't count on him. That's why that pinky finger ring, I wouldn't do that too much. The thumb is a very tricky finger. The first knuckle on the bottom, that's Venus, throwing herself out to the world with all she's got. The top part of the thumb is Rhea. She's a goddess of obligation. So figure throwing yourself into obligation to fix everyone who does not want to be fixed by you, doing too much anyway, and wondering why you're exhausted.
Wow. How can ring shui help you in a business meeting?
Well, I find now when I walk into a business meeting, I determine how I can connect with people, who potential allies are, and where I can get stability and strength. When I walk into a meeting, I watch, interestingly, who might be wearing a ring on their left thumb. If they're wearing a ring on their left thumb, you'll notice they will take the notes, pour the coffee, and do anything you ask. They might get exhausted and mad at you later, but they will take care of that meeting at least. And you wonder why they keep doing so much for other people. It's because they need a lot of attention. And the middle finger ring people often need to have the last word. So if I need to work with them or I'm looking to see how it can go, I let them have it and I don't fight with them and I don't try to have the last word. People who are wearing rings on their ring fingers, whether left and or right, they are stable. They will show up on time. You can count on them. And I have to say the pinky rings, especially if they're worn all by themselves, they are not team players. They're in it for themselves.
That's interesting. How can ring shui cue you in on people you might be looking to work with?
When you're meeting someone and they're wearing no rings, that is someone you could actually cultivate. They probably have a self-esteem where they need to feel empowered. They'll be inclined to listen to you, and you can encourage them pretty well. If you meet people that have thumb rings, they will kind of want to run the show and take it away from you before you want them to. They'll be too much already. So just kind of sit back and watch it and take it slowly with a thumb ring. Index finger people will be very creative. Did you know if index finger people actually also wear rings on their ring finger, they will be creative and stable? You know, Robbie, sometimes people will have a lot of good ideas, but then they don't follow through.
Right.
So watch the index finger people. They can be very creative and follow through. And quite often they'll be entrepreneurial, which is great, and they'll have their own ideas. So see if you're seeking people who want to take off and do it on their own. They will be self-motivators. You also have to see, though, will they take any input from you, or are they just going to take the ball and run? It's much more complex than I realized, and I had written it and done it in workshops and heard a lot back from people. But as you get to know the fingers, you'll know how to move in a meeting, when to sit back, and when to move forward.
How is Ring Shui linked to health?
I have to tell you, this took observation over time. I have found, and I've heard from so many people, when they wear a ring on their right thumb for long periods of time, they will tend to get exhausted because they're putting so much energy in trying to hold other people up that other people are not doing their own part, and they wonder why they're so exhausted. Do you ever find people, they spend so much time taking care of other people, they don't take care of themselves? So
right.
Over time, they will have chronic health problems, and I've heard it over and over again.
You know, what's interesting, before I go to the next question, I've seen you in action where you really have been guiding people on this, and I actually know of a couple cases. One particular case where a gal had a job, and she'd been there for 17 years, but she really wanted to do something. You told her something about the index fingers, you know, one you put it out there and the other one to draw people in. She ended up getting a better job, and she is just thrilled. And she really says it was the minute she changed the rings, the opportunities started to come her way.
Well, I see NAFI women as really getting when to put your energy out and when to bring it on in. It's like fishing. Your right index finger, you're putting out to the world your ideas and you're doing effort. Then you can either move the ring to your left index finger or put another one on, and that's the queen bee where you sit now, reap the benefits, and watch others support you in your ideas with theirs. And when you learn to put the energy out, then sit and watch it simmer and come back in, you get a rhythm of success and balance.
Right. Also, I've seen some of them that you've talked about, the thumb, and they've stopped using the thumb, and things have changed in their business and their personal life as well. So what you're telling people really does work, because I've actually seen it over and over the years that you've spoken for my groups.
Thank you, Nat. Thank you, Ravi.
How
Ravi,
can Ming Shui help you? I'm sorry, go ahead.
I just want to add, because it's so important to feel out with people, is what you're mentioning is when they are willing to change the ring. That's what I call the willingness factor. Very key in business partnerships and meetings. Interestingly enough, and you'll kind of know when and how, if you meet someone with thumb rings and you say, boy, I'll bet you do a lot for other people and you do a lot of giving. If you ever need a rest, see if you can take that off or put it on your index finger. If over time they're willing to actually do that because they get a lot of identity by doing a lot for others, you can work with them and they can develop and change. The middle finger ring, I always say, I'll bet you feel you have to take the ball on your own and other people don't come through. If you ever get tired with that, see if you can take the ring off there. The willingness factor, if you meet someone who's willing to move those rings, you've got somebody worthwhile.
How can Ring Shui help you get over people-pleasing? Because there's a lot of people that do that all the time.
I have to tell you, it's stunning to me how true it is. Often when I walk into a store, sometimes a restaurant, sometimes a bank, where people are so used to giving and taking orders from others, and I have to give them credit. So a lot of taking input from others, and you don't always get to express yourself. That left thumb is the people-pleasing thumb. It's the people-pleasing finger. And if they're willing to take that off, they'll be yet less in disservice for others and forgetting about themselves. I've watched people step out of people-pleasing into self-confidence within 3 weeks. It blew my mind.
How can Ring Shui help you get over people-pleasing?
When you get that you can give to others, but you need to preserve yourself and reserve at times and take care of you. When you actually put a ring on your left index finger, it's a reminder that you want to connect with people where it's reciprocal. You know, Ravi, how sometimes there's people that when you call, they'll tell you all their problems or issues, but you can never put your input in. You're always doing everything for everyone else. When you wear
right.
the ring on the left index finger, it reminds you and helps you to also have it reciprocated. I always find the caregiver in the family, they do all the caregiving. Nobody else reciprocates. The left index will say, now people will start being there for you too. And it also helps you remember to learn to let people be there for you, not to say, I don't want to be a burden to each other. People pleasers have this thing about not wanting to be a burden, and actually saying that is a burden.
Your book, the Ring Shui book, isn't there a lot of great information in that book that would help them to totally understand this concept?
I have to say, I worked on it over and over time. Yes, there is, because it shows you the complexity, in the ring configurations. It can seem simple at first, but there are some ring configurations, such as the index finger with the pinky sometimes. That can be great to wear a little bit just to give a boost to your business, but not all the time. It will help you see the intricacies, the delicacies between people, and help you with relationships, yes.
How can they get that book?
That book is on Amazon. The first book of Ring Shui is called Ring Shui. The second one, which is much more complex, is more about Ring Shui. You can also get it on my website, www.ringshui.com. And you're also welcome to contact me through my website, and I will email you back, and we can discuss how to get you started.
And the other books that you have are great as well, What to Do When Life is Driving You Crazy and How to Escape the No-Win Trap. And where can they get those as well? Because there's some great information in those. They don't deal with Ring Shui, but it deals with living healthier and stress-related and all of that.
How to Change Patterns is How to Escape the No-Win Trap and What to Do when Life is Driving You Crazy. They're on my website, www.ringshui.com, and also barbaraberg.com, B-A-R-B-A-R-A.
Would you spell your last name? Yeah, spell
and
your name, Barbara.
BERG.com, and the last name is BERG, and I talk a lot about balancing your life so you know when to sit back and receive and when to put out there and work harder.
And you're also available to come and do speaking for groups, right? Because you've spoken
Absolutely.
For my group, and you're fabulous.
Women in business, I love working with women in business. Everything from women's parties, birthday parties, if people want to do a girls' night out, women's night in. I've had mother-daughter occasions. It's been wonderful. So many parties, birthday parties, women love it.
Well, tell us a little bit about the workshop and parties.
What happens, I find, is in the workshop, sometimes they will have, say, an issue at work or at their particular workplace, or they have issues in office politics. They might write a question on what's going on with them. We'll discuss it. Sometimes they keep it anonymous by putting the questions in a bowl. And before you know it, we're group working all these thoughts, and they can bring their favorite rings with them, and I also have rings for them. And that way they get to know what to wear, when, and they have a ring wardrobe to the point of they get up every day and say, what is my intention today?
I know you get some amazing rings, and I remember one of my members who never wore rings is wearing them all the time now and loving it.
Thank you, Robbie. I just got some new ones this weekend. I thought of you. They're killers, so I just can't wait to see you again.
Oh, I love it. Besides speaking on Ring Shui and things, you do more than that with your business. Why don't you share a little bit with our listeners of the other things that you do?
You know, Robbie, thanks for asking that. As an MSW, I was actually a group work major. when I went to graduate school, and I have been debriefing and working as a counselor at corporations when there's an emergency or a critical incident for 22 years. At this point, I have done close to between 800 and 900 of these kind of meetings when a stressful occurrence happens. It's a great privilege. Often it's a very sad occasion. My heart goes out to everyone. Makes me just heartfelt for Santa Barbara and many other places in our country, what we've been going through. And it's truly a time where people need to know how to connect together, ask for what they need as soon as possible, and how to be there for each other. So when I go out to these companies and these associations and places, it's a time where I observe a lot of what we were just talking about, and quite often I don't have the opportunity to do ring shui in the middle of it because I have to stick with the stress management points. So I just want to say it's great to have the show so we can all know about it when we're in those stressful situations.
Right. How long did it take you to write all your books? Because everybody's got a book in them, but they don't seem to sit down and make it happen. So how did you make your books happen?
I always wrote when I just had a lot to get out my entire life. And in 1994, I had been a therapist for 2 years, and I began writing my first book. So 1994, I began writing it, and it was published. I actually self-published the first one in 97. Then what happened was McGraw-Hill became very interested in how I wrote about those feelings of when you just can't win and what to do about it. That book came out in 2004. And then my first Ring Shui, I self-published in 2009. And then 2012 is when the second Ring Shui came. So I'd say for me, it can take a couple of years, and each time you write a book, you can do it much more quickly because you know what you've got to do.
Did you write every day, or just did you have some sort of a routine you stuck with?
I found that when I would be in a place where, say I was at my office or my home, I would look in my calendar each week to see where there were times where I could just put a couple hours in and make that my own office time between myself and I, and just make a point of acting like it was a business meeting for myself. And I'd say 3 or 4 times a week I would just stick with that. Sometimes it would be an hour at a time, but I had to make a business meeting with myself.
Yeah, a lot of times people fill their calendars so full with everybody else that they forget about that they are the most important person.
Right.
Where do you see yourself in the future? What are some of the things that you hope to accomplish?
I would say for right now, I do want to go further with the critical incidents because we have so much need for it, and working with more and more groups of people that have come together in circumstances that are more and more in depth. I think that's where I would like to get to more and more. I would like to meet more as management is looking to see how they can make situations better in companies and townships in situations where they can bring people together more empowered and work with each other more cooperatively sooner. So I would like to do much more cooperative group work efforts in critical incidents. And then also the Ring Shui, as it's coming together, it's actually fun at times, but also that's a lot of depth. So I like the group work on both ways. I just want to get more in depth and larger groups.
So people listening could spread the word to their areas and towns that, you know, you are available for corporations and for schools and things like that on stress issues and when issues happen, to be there for the people, as well as you're available to speak for any group on this Ring Shui. Is that right?
Absolutely. And it's a great privilege to do that, and it's a delicate moment. And sometimes when people are in a crisis, they don't know what they do. They can call me at the last minute. Sometimes I can fit those in. Can I give my phone number? Because I do.
Yes.
Robbie, you know
again,
me. I love
them, huh?
The phone. Quickly, when you're in an emergency, I know what that's like. Call or text me at 909-786-7201. That's 909.
Repeat it again, Barbara.
909 877-867-2001. I understand what it's like to be in an emergency. Please do not hesitate to call. If I cannot take that up, I know a number of my colleagues who can. We work together very closely, and I'm very thankful to have them and myself together.
Barbara, when you work on those types of things, do they actually stress you out as well? Or how do you, you know,
well,
you know,
I have to pace myself. I have to know how to self-soothe. What that means is who I can call to debrief myself. I'm in a tennis group, and let me tell you, I need those women. I look forward to playing tennis. It just helps me get it out. I know when I'm going away with my husband or my daughter, I plan things so I know what to look for and I forward to. And I also know when to just take downtime now, because when I overdo it, I pay for it later. So I have to wear a ring on my right index finger to remind me, heal thyself, kiddo, or you can't be good for anyone else.
Well, we have a little time. Why don't we go back to telling them a little bit about what each finger means.
Okay. If you look at your hands and put your right hand out, that's the right side of your body. That is the best foot forward out to the world. That is the do side of your body. The left side is the receive. That is the people coming to you. That's why when you get engaged or you have a beloved give you a ring, quite often it's to your left ring finger. Different people might put it on the right ring finger. Different cultures might. But quite often it's what comes to you is on the left hand. So as I go through the fingers, do remember, like, for instance, on the right ring finger, that means you have such love for yourself. When you go out to the world, people will regard you as stable, and you will too. On the left hand, that is, you have so much love for yourself, people will want to have you as their beloved. That's why they ask you to marry you or be committed to you. The right middle finger means, if you're wearing that, it means, look, I need to be self-protective, and I'm afraid this won't be a long situation. It could be a crash and burn. Only wear it on the days you need to take care of yourself when you're out of the world and not say yes to everything. You might say no. Otherwise, you're going to meet crash and burn people and wonder why they're commitment phobic. Left middle finger means you'll always pick up your own tab. No one will ever take you out to dinner. Right index finger means you are a great manifester with ideas out to the world. Left index finger means your great ideas come back to you with rewards like money, celebration, and awards. Right thumb finger means you are really putting all your effort out there and it might be too much. Left thumb means you're saying yes to everyone and before you know it, you lose your own vision. And both pinkies can either be, I appreciate my freedom on the right, I make a lot of my own abundance on the left, but I don't have a team around me.
Wow, that's great. So tell everybody, Barbara, again how we, and I'm going to end with telling them how they can get your books and give them the name of the books again and where they can get that and how they can reach you.
Okay. Amazon's been great for the Ring Shui books. The first book is called Ring Shui. The more advanced book in Ring Shui is More About Ring Shui. That's Amazon. You can also get them at my website, www.ringshui.com, and Barbara Berg, BarbaraBerg.com. That's also where you can get How to Escape the Know-In Trap if you have patterns that just don't work in your life over and over, and What to Do When Life is Driving You Crazy when you're just wondering why do you always feel like you're taking the blame for something you haven't done, or you get scapegoated and other people seem to get away with everything.
Well, it's been wonderful having you on the show. We are at the end of the time, and it just goes so
happy. I
just
love
goes so fast. And the great thing is our show gets archived, and people can come back and listen at their convenience. And we do get, last week, I think we had 1,700 people listen, so that's pretty cool. But I love it, and I can't wait to have you in again to speak for one of my new groups. So thanks again.
Thank you so much
for being on the show.
I'll
send you the link.
Thanks again, Robbie. I have to say, NAFI has been a lifesaver to me. I've been getting a lot of support there. and I get to give it. But those women are very loving, both professionally and personally, and I'm very thankful for NAPI. I hope everyone can join.
Thank you, darling. Bye now.
Okay, bye-bye.